The Child Abuse Royal Commission will open its 21st case study this morning, focused on the Mangrove Mountain Yoga Ashram in the hinterland of the New South Wales Central Coast. It will examine allegations involving the ashram's former spiritual leader in the 1970s and 80s. The charismatic and influential guru of the New Age spiritual community was charged with more than 35 sex offences against four teenage girls. He was jailed in 1989, but his conviction was overturned just 2 years later. Emily Burke reports.
The Mangrove Mountain Yoga Ashram advertises itself as the largest yoga retreat centre in the Southern Hemisphere. It's been a teaching centre for nearly four decades, but there's a dark cloud over its early years. And now it's the first non-mainstream organisation to come under the glare of the National Inquiry into Child Sexual Abuse. One of the founders of the centre, Swami Akkadananda Saraswati, was charged in the late 1980s with sexually abusing teenage girls while they were residing at the ashram. Alicia Buchanan was among them.
I am expecting and hoping that there is a very bright light shone on this particular ashram, and then I hope over time others and all the related properties and organisations that are affiliated with the ashram, because the ashram is a place that has operated very much in shadow for a very long time, and I really, for me, would like to see there's lights shone into the more the dark corners.
Swami Saraswati was tried, found guilty and served 14 months in prison, but a successful appeal before the High Court saw those convictions quashed. Alicia Buchanan again.
I felt that I'd been victimised all over again. I felt that I didn't matter to overturn any convictions against him. It just felt to me like that I was being erased from the story.
The Royal Commission's investigation will examine how the ashram responded between 1974 and this year to allegations or reports of child sexual abuse made against Swami Saraswati, who died in 1997. It will also examine the operation of the ashram, the systems, policies and procedures in place between the 1970s and 80s. Lawyer Aaron Kernaghan is representing the ashram.
They've indicated to me that they wish to acknowledge what has happened, and of course, their deep regret for what has happened. That may not be much solace to the people that it happened to, but an apology is a very complicated thing, and forgiving of it is a process of not just giving to victims an acknowledgement, but demonstrating your own desire to acknowledge a responsibility and be very contemporary and forward-thinking in how to deal with people who have been the victims of sexual assault.
And what about avenues for redress or compensation?
Those avenues are open to anyone to approach the ashram. My clients haven't had that approach at this point, but they're expecting it, and they've made a commitment to do what they can, so far as they're able, to answer those requests.
The public hearing is expected to run until the end of next week.
And that's Emily Burke.